Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Richard Hooker back on the show. Richard is the author of Shoestring Venture, the Startup Bible, and he's working really hard every day to help small business owners, especially those folks who are trying to get their business out of the dirt. Richard, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It is a pleasure, as always, to be here.
Good. It's always a pleasure to have you back, Richard. Thanks for hanging out with us. Richard, the President Obama's Jobs Bill, American Jobs Act, or whatever it's called, is I'm going to be, in the interest of full disclosure, I've been skeptical. I was skeptical of it before he announced it. Now that he's announced it, I'm just, if not more, skeptical of it. But there's something that you've identified that's in the bill that I want to talk about, because I try to be fair about these things, Richard. I want things to work. I want the economy to grow, and you've identified something that might help a little bit. So tell us about it.
Well, you know, we started our we were talking a little bit before we opened here, and you said, well, the federal government is always behind the ball as far as job creation and economics is concerned. And I wanted to add to that and say, well, that's
what I said. When I say the ball is the marketplace, what I'm saying
absolutely.
Is the federal government
absolutely.
Is always a step or more than a step behind where the marketplace is. Their solutions, their approach to solving problems in the marketplace, they're never really in connection with where things really are. So go ahead now.
Oh, absolutely. And that's because that's where economists are. I always like to say of economists that they're always current with the last growth and recession cycle.
Right, right.
they haven't caught up to the one we're currently in. But one of the things that has gone almost completely unnoticed in the Jobs Act creation bill that Obama announced on Thursday, was that it includes a provision for self-employment assistance. And this is something that has been tried in three states, Oregon, Maryland, and there's one other state that currently does self-employment assistance. This works just like unemployment assistance. Unemployment, you lose your job, they give you a check for so many months until you find a new job to carry you over. Well, that doesn't work if you've had enough of the job market. And you say...
Because when you stop looking for I was like that. I listened back in the 80s. I became unemployed. I got downsized, and I didn't look for a job. I started a business, so I wasn't eligible for unemployment.
Yeah, I was at a party on Friday with five consultants or five independent business people. All of us were saying the same thing. Six of us, actually. All of us were saying the same thing. Mm-hmm. We're done with jobs. You know, this is when I was officially done with employment and went out on my own to do that. Well, unemployment insurance doesn't work that way, but self-employment assistance does work that way. If you go to them, you have a realistic plan to become self-employed. It's like unemployment. It's not a lot of money. You're not getting rich off of it. You can't sit at home. You have to start doing something, but it's essentially 3 or 4 months of assistance to get you to the point where you're a self-employment business can make money for you. It is wildly successful.
And this would be administered administered by the employment offices?
Yeah, this would work just like state unemployment works.
So you'd go to the same office and they'd say, okay, looking for a job or starting a business? And you'd say, starting a business. And they'd whip out a different form.
Well, currently in the states that do it, it is a separate office. But it works just like unemployment. And it would be the federal, what Obama is proposing is that the federal government provide the money and that the money is administered by the states, the way unemployment currently is. And this has gone unnoticed because this is a recognition that we're in a new world now.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the world of 20 or 30 years ago where you could go through a recession, give people unemployment, and hope by the end of it they had some job. They're not getting jobs.
Mm-hmm. Well, this,
and they're not getting jobs that are equivalent to what they had.
Not only that, you and Richard, you and I've talked about this before. This recovery, and I predicted this before, I predicted this 3 years ago. This recovery has not seen the startup activity that other recoveries have, because there hasn't been any. There has been not even bootstrap capital available to a lot of folks.
Yeah.
And so this could be an idea, and it's coming from the government, so somebody's got to pay for it. It's going to be more deficit spending, but it might actually get to the heart of turning things around if enough people take advantage of it. So, Richard, thanks for bringing that to our attention. I'm going to explore that a little bit more. I'm going to see what I can find out more about that. Richard Hooker and I will be right back. We're going to talk some more about what he calls, what other people are calling, the post-employment economy. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.